news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio, proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
And I cannot sing the praises of those fruits and vegetables, those God-created wonderful gifts to us better than I could in the last week. Friends, I had a really tough last few days. I had two trips in the same week, and I haven't done that in years. But driving down and back down the shore to Atlantic City in less than 24 hours and then flying to Orlando for the president's rally down and back, starting at 2 a.m. and getting home like the next morning at 9 a.m. And it was just an insane period of time from Friday through Tuesday this week. But you know what? I just upped my fruits and veggies. My energy level was good. I did not get the symptomatic little sniff that I get a lot of times when my energy level is kind of worn down or I get really tired. And I'm telling you, those things work. 800-246-8751. You've got to try them for yourself. Anyway, Dr. Douglas Howard is back. Doc, thank you for creating and formulating fruits and veggies. I know that God created them, but you put them together for us. And it has been such a gift to my own personal health. And I feel like I owe you a deep debt of thanks every time we speak because I just feel so good.
That's good. It's funny. I sit and I listen to that and I just think, I am so excited for you. Isn't that great? Just really quick, that reminds me. It was yesterday, your time. I'm in Germany now. So yesterday I was talking with the health coaches, the whole group, and I was just talking along, and I heard one of them, a health coach, come on and say, somebody said, oh, yeah, I have something like, I have more energy. And they go, wow, that's great. And I said to him, were you really surprised? Were you really surprised? And they go, no. I said, by raise of hands, who here has had that experience with somebody? And then they all raise their hands. And I went through some different diabetes and high blood pressure and things and, you know, got most hands out of it. I said, so why do you sound surprised? What I love to say to people is I go, wow, that is awesome. Now, what are you going to do? How is that new energy going to change your life? And that's sincere from my heart. That's what I mean by it. Wow, your blood sugar's down. How is that going to change your life? Tell me what you're going to do with that new bit of health now. Yeah. Anyways, and so that's how I stuff. Talk about with you when I hear that.
Well, and, you know, I'm old for being a young dad because I'm going to be 50 next year, but my kids are all under 10. So, you know, I want to extend my ability longer years. I want stronger years because there's going to be a lot of basketball hoops that need to be shot and a lot of soccer games that need to go to a lot of things that you know I don't want to lose any moments of those moments. And I feel like I just tell everybody fruits and veggies are helping me do it all. Hey Doc, we've been talking,
you want that vitality, yeah, okay,
every day. We've been going through this list of these 20 common sense things that people should know but they probably don't. And we're up to number 12, and it just says health is about more than your weight. But, you know, I read a statistic. There's something like $28 billion a year spent by Americans on weight loss products to try to just get themselves obsessed with getting themselves at the right weight. What's your take on this?
People have to understand, it's not, if we concentrate on the weight, we might get the weight down. But it doesn't mean we'll be healthy. And there's a thousand ways out there, and I'm not exaggerating when I say a thousand ways. There's thousands of ways that I could tell you to lose weight that will not be healthy. And so we have to concentrate on our health. And when we teach with our health coaches, this is the main thing we teach and work with, is we teach on the health triad, that there's a basis of three elements of health we always have to be concentrating on. And listen to me, because they're not the same three that you hear over and over again, but they are. There's a physical aspect of health, and then there's a spiritual and emotional. That's one side. People split those out. Spiritual, emotional, mental, that's all one side. And then you have a chemical side of health. And that includes nutrition, but it also includes the food you eat, includes the trash you eat, and it includes the drugs you take. It includes the air around you, but everything in every cell you have is run chemically. And if you don't concentrate on all three of those sides, you'll never have health. And when you just concentrate on one, the problem is it can drive you to some of those things that you were just talking about. It can drive you to take things that are actually unhealthy or do things that are unhealthy. And so getting your health down actually costs you years on your life instead of giving you years on your life. And that's the bad part of it.
Well, and I understand that we live in an increasingly visual age, and so people are looking for shortcuts to get the weight to look right on their frame and to do all that. But Dr. Howard, I've got to think that we're missing, and the culture is not going to help them, because the culture is going to focus on the aesthetic and not on the actual substance. And what you're arguing for is get healthy, and the aesthetic will follow. But once you're feeling well.
You know, we have people all the time that call in. They'll say, wow, I've lost 20 pounds. And somebody else will say, wow, it didn't do that for me or whatever. And it doesn't do that on everybody. But generally, here's what it does. It gives you, when you have the proper chemistry, then you have the drive to get up and do the things you need to do, or the drive to get up and exercise, or to take a walk, or to do something. So it doesn't actually cause the weight loss per se, quote unquote, but it puts you in the proper mindset, because chemistry, you know, what do we call people in depression? Chemically what?
Imbalanced.
Chemically imbalanced. And we can balance that chemistry and help a person be in the proper mindset, have the proper energy to do the things they need to do. And then that weight just starts coming off, and the cravings for different things. We hear this every single day. I just don't crave the sugars like I used to. I just don't crave this or that like I used to.
Yeah.
Or their doctors are able to reduce them off of certain medications that cause weight retention. You have to look at all three sides of that, and that's why it's so very important. And another thing is where that weight packs on. That's why for men it's so important. You know, that belly fat, that in that area is that abdominal cavity, that fat in that area is very dangerous, because it puts pressure on the heart, and it's more strenuous on the heart vessels and things like that. So not only where that is, but what you're doing and what makes that. For example, we've all heard it called a beer belly. Well, we know how to get rid of a beer belly.
Stop drinking.
One is
beer.
Reduce the amount of beer you drink.
That's right.
And then get up and walk.
Yeah. Get moving, and friends, get that good nutrition in you, the fruits and veggies. I'm gonna swear by them till I leave this earth. They help you. 10 servings of 31 combined fruits and veggies in a normal daily dose. And right now, 30% off your first order and free shipping. 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Doc, it's always good to have you. Thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Great to be with you.